Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, Shop Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Oh, baby. One more day in the Red Sox season, and that'll be that for a disappointing 2022 Red Sox club. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. I am wonderful today. How are you?
I'm not great. I have seasonal affective disorder, so my mood is affected by weather and gray, rainy weather. Legit, just anxiety, depression. It's not fun. Not fun. But yeah. I'm battling through that. I keep looking at 73 and sunny tomorrow. So I keep focusing on getting to tomorrow, being outside, natural vitamin D, Thursday night football, ready to go. But until then, a little bit of pins and needles here in the Mutnanski household.
Yeah, I get that, but it's okay. It's all right. We're gonna survive. We're gonna get through this little bit of seasonal depression
we
for
are.
You.
Get
we to are. Thursday and Friday, which are supposed to be beautiful days, and enjoy it. You know.
It certainly helps that we were all over the 49ers on Monday night. That makes things better. Jeff Wilson, excellent. Niners, excellent. Death taxes and McVay not covering against Kyle Shanahan. I guess now like last five in a row. That worked out really well. Hopefully we have some better thoughts. The similar thoughts for this weekend, which will start tomorrow, week 5 in the NFL. We'll save our Colts. And it's Colts and Broncos tomorrow. We'll save our
Correct.
Thoughts for Thursday morning on the podcast. Where we were wrong, Chris Scheim. We nailed Monday night across the board. We were wrong about this over trending over for Patriots Niners, Patriots Lions. So they're going to play Sunday afternoon at 1. It was 47 when we talked, and it's actually gone down half a point. I'm looking at 46.5 for a total. You and I both thought it would go up. You and I both liked the over in this game. But as of right now, the people don't think it's going to be a shootout between Jared Goff and or Bailey Zappe or Brian Hoyer on Sunday. It's moved down a little bit since we talked on Monday morning.
So it's one of these weird situations where it's moving down and yet the money's on the over.
It's a little reverse. At least right now, it's a little reverse line loop.
Which is wild. So so Vegas is goading us into taking the over, and I still want to take the over. Like it's... I am still very much in the belief that this will be an absolute shootout of a game.
I do too.
This Lions defense has been the worst in NFL history through 4 weeks of a season. They are allowing over 35 points per game. Like I understand the Patriots don't necessarily love the idea of, mucking it or letting Bailey Zappe sling it, but in this situation, like I absolutely think that that's going to come into play.
And you can run on them too. There's not a good defense. We saw Geno Smith is able
Rashad
to carve
Penny
them up.
Rashad Penny had what 160 yards last week.
They're 4-0 against the over this year. Their totals are averaging 72 points in the games they play, which is outrageous through the first 4 weeks. And I'm with you to Scheim's point. 74% of the bets and 86% of the money is coming on the over, and the line has gone down half a point. So it's a little reverse line move. I'm still confident in the over, and I do wonder, Scheim, we're just premature when it's going to happen. You know, if we hear today in Detroit that Amon St. Brown practice and DJ Shark practice, and they get some of their guys back instead of Josh Reynolds, Tom Kennedy, and Jamal Williams. Like, I don't think that DeAndre Swift's going to play this week. All indications are from the industry they're going to hold him out. They have a bye week next week. We get stupid bye week starting next week. So Lions get theirs. St. Brown was much closer than Swift, according to a bunch of people that I was reading this morning. So maybe it'll start to go up and trickle up if we get positive news about the Patriots or the Detroit Lions practice, their skill guys. I don't know if Zappe and or Hoyer would affect it even one iota, Shime. Like, what? Are bettors going to feel better about betting over-under? Or they feel like the same guy, Hoyer and Zappe, heading into the game on Sunday?
I don't see what the difference is. Like, I agree with you. They're basically the same guy. If anything, I think Zappe would result in more points, in my opinion. So, I don't know. We're in this weird spot right now where the line is moving down and the money's all in the over. I'm still sticking to the over. I feel my analysis, my inclination on this game is over. I'm going to go with the over still in this game.
I feel the exact same way. It's sitting at 3 as of right now. The money is coming in on the Patriots, 43% of the bets, but 79% of the money on the Patriots laying the 3 points. You and I both felt like the under was our strongest feeling heading into this weekend, Chime. Any early line or any early lean on Patriots -3? Do you want to wait to see who's at quarterback? Do you want to wait for more injuries? Or does the public have it right betting the Patriots laying 3 at home against the Lions?
They probably have it right, but I'm not going to touch this. I don't have a strong lean in either direction. I just think I know the Lions can score a ton of points. I just want to know if the Patriots will be able to match that. And so for me, it's too risky to bet right now.
I'm with you. And this line, there's probably some movement here depending on the injury stuff again from Detroit. I don't think the Patriots injury news is going to be a huge factor. I guess if somehow today, like Mac Jones practice, like maybe the Patriots would be. Like,
but I don't even think it moves that much. Mac Jones, even if he does practice and play, like he'd be 50%. 70% max,
yeah.
Which I don't think is
and
very good.
Does the public think 70%? We don't think that, but does the public think 70% Mac Jones, the name, is better than 100% Bailey Zappe and Brian Hoyer? Maybe. I agree. You
Possibly.
And I are in lockstep that probably not, but I think publicly, if people saw Mac Jones, they might be more likely to jump in on the Patriots. The bigger point here being that the line move up that we thought we'd get has not happened yet. I suspect if you want to bet the over on this game, right now is still the time to do it because the weather looks fine. I can't believe it's going to bottom out any more than this, and I feels like this is the feels like this will be the bottom at 46.5. But I thought it would go up for Monday. It has not. Well, Detroit injury news today will be huge as far as DFS, as far as the total in this game coming up on Sunday. Anything else for Patriots and Lions or anything early week 5 in the NFL, Chris Scheim, not including Thursday night, which we'll focus on tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I am far more convicted in my comment I made on Monday. I love the Seahawks +5.5 this week. I am thrilled for this. I cannot wait to bet this. Seahawks are taking on New Orleans in New Orleans. I'm so into this. Seahawks +5.5. I'm buying in on Geno Smith. I'm buying in on just the Seahawks in general right now. I don't think they're quite as bad as people think they are. And I think New Orleans straight up stinks. So I'm very much buying into them.
One more off Monday night. Since I wanted to one thing that I got really right this week. Are the Rams in trouble?
They might be.
Cooper Kupp is unbelievable, but Matt Stafford doesn't look good. Robinson's not involved.
Awful.
They can't run the ball with Akers or Daryl Henderson. Henderson outtouched Akers 10-8 in that game. Defensively, like that Wilson touchdown you texted me after, the guy untouched. Jeff Wilson, 32 yards. Debo made them look silly. Like maybe it's like one of these things, hey, we're going to cratch it up in the second half of the year, but I don't know. I had the Rams as one of the real contenders in the NFC, and I need to see more from them. Even through 4 weeks, they'd still be fringy on my list in the NFC, but that did not look good for them the first month of the year.
No, they do not look like the Super Bowl champions of last year. It is, at least with the Bengals, you saw, they're going to kind of march their way right back. They're going to figure things out. I'm not too worried about them. But then when you look at this Rams team, man, there are so many issues across the entire spectrum, like on defense and on offense, they're struggling. Matt Stafford does not look the same. The Cooper Kupp is literally carrying them
He's awesome.
As much as he physically can. You're right. He is absolutely awesome. But it is a mess over there in L.A.
They get Dallas this week, too. And I'm not going to be surprised if Dallas gives, even with Cooper Rush at quarterback, I think Dallas could give them a game. We'll talk more about the slate and the picks we like coming up on Friday's show. Thursday will be Thursday Night Football. Friday will be first day of the baseball playoffs with four games across the board. Looks like an awesome slate of baseball games on Friday, plus all our picks on Friday. Saturday, the props, and away we go for all things NFL Week 5. Meanwhile, tomorrow will end up being a big day here in the state of Massachusetts, Chime, as a big meeting is going to take place. Mass State Gaming Commission has had these weekly meetings where everyone every week says, oh, this is the week where we get a timeline. This is the week where we get the details on how the process is going to work, how you're going to apply, what the scoring is going to be like, to see if you can apply, how they're going to rank the different applications. Is it retail or is it mobile? For really a month and a half now, 6 weeks, every week people have predicted, this is the week we get it. Tomorrow, I think, is the day, Shire. Get it for a couple of reasons. Number one, they posted the actual agenda for the meeting tomorrow. The notice of meeting and agenda, which I had texted to me on Tuesday morning. And on this agenda, Shire, I'm not going to bore people, but you get right into you go down this agenda. Number five on the list, sports wagering application. Three different things. They're going to look at the different categories, going to look at presentation of sports wagering operator draft application forms, and then the scoring process for what it's going to be like when you actually apply for your license. Number six on the agenda for tomorrow, discussion of simultaneous versus staggered launch dates, which I have some gossip on here in a second I'll circle back to. Number seven on the agenda tomorrow for the Mass Gaming Commission, vendor licensing process. Number eight, sports wagering implementation timeline discussion, which includes potential launch dates, retail, online mobile, overview of regulations needed, where Todd Grossman is the general counsel, is going to be a big part of that as well. And so there are four or five different big agenda items on the list, all of which have a vote tag next to them, which is the idea that potentially they could vote on these things as soon as tomorrow. So the first clue, and I'm not the only one reporting this, a lot of the sports betting guys are all reporting the same thing. The first clue that tomorrow's going to be big was just the agenda. And then since then, I talked to somebody who was in the know, and I was told that universally across the board, the people involved are going to go to that meeting tomorrow and say the following. That the sports betting entities, that they are okay with retail launching before mobile. Now, I did not think that was possible. And tomorrow, maybe there'll be a some sort of wrench in this thrown in tomorrow. I will tell you that there is one major sports betting company that rhymes with DraftKings that is not thrilled about this. But they're sort of they might be the only holdouts on this. And so there's at least some rumor and innuendo tomorrow, Shine, that not only are we going to get a timeline that suggests that retail sports betting would open earlier, say end of the year, and mobile betting by the Super Bowl, but they might approve that timeline as soon as tomorrow in the state of Massachusetts.
The
agenda part is just out there for everybody to see. The second part, this is what I am hearing. I'm not reporting this. I am not letting this down as fact. But the people, plural, that I talked to yesterday seem pretty confident that the word is at least circulating around the statehouse level, Shime, that the entities involved might be okay with retail before mobile this coming after weeks of, well, retail and mobile should open at the same exact time. So it's not a mutt guarantee. It's not a mutt lock. But at least some speculation, Shime. You might be able to bet at a sports book in Massachusetts at some point between now and the end of the year with mobile coming in and around the NFL playoffs sometime January, February, potentially.
All right. I mean, hey, it's a step in the right direction. So we'll see how tomorrow goes and then go from there. But I'm optimistic. That'd be nice.
The timeline is going to be certainly on the agenda tomorrow and maybe as soon as maybe a vote tomorrow, Shime. We may know what the timeline – we may know tomorrow when sports betting is going to go live in Massachusetts. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's exciting. I'm ready for it. I want it. I want it so bad, Mutt. I can't even explain it to the people how badly I have wanted this. So the faster it gets done, the better. But I've always been cautiously optimistic this entire time.
I think it's interesting news. If you've been following this process, that this was a big time question as to, here's the other part. This is the other wrench in the shine as involves in mobile.
Here we go.
They may have to wait until January to clear up this temporary license thing. And I'll explain in 30 seconds. They've allowed for 15 licenses that you and I have talked about, which is great for us, 15 different sports books open. They didn't put a cap on temporary licenses. And so there's this prevailing thought that they might allow for like unlimited temporary licenses then a year from now,
which would be so
tell
dumb.
Only 15 they can keep going, which is really, really dumb. They know it's dumb, but there's some gray area as to how they are, if they have to wait until the state house goes back to session in January to just quickly edit that in the bill, or are they willing to go to a special session for like an hour, get everybody back in, approve it and move on, or can they do it without fixing the law? So that's also going to be talked about tomorrow, because there's some bad wording in the bill, and the gray area on temporary licenses is I will say this, it's annoying a lot of people, because they're worried some people are going to want to allow unlimited of these. So you sign up with points bet, you bet futures bets, and then your money is frozen a year from now, which is really, really dumb. But that also has to be ironed out tomorrow before they can go forward any sort of timeline. That's the other thing to watch for tomorrow, is how they handle temporary licenses. And hopefully they just say, no, we're going to have 15. That's it. We're not going to do this, because it makes it more of a headache for us, the sports better, and for the state, by the way, to then go close these sports books and tell them that a year from now you can't operate in the state anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes zero sense. So hopefully they can iron that out quickly, and it doesn't become
hopefully they can. Hopefully they can. All right, so much more news today for the Patriots, their practice report, and the Lions. If you're very important, subscribe, rate, and review on the Apple Podcast app, on Spotify, and on the Odyssey app. We should also urge you right now, we won't tell you why, but download the BetQL app, Chris Scheim.
Yes, sir.
I would say you want to download the BetQL app certainly before Patriots and Bears on Monday Night Football here in a couple weeks.
I would say 100% before Patriots and Bears, Mutt.
BetQL app. It's in the App Store. It's free. Go download it right now. All right, Scheim. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, buddy. We'll talk Thursday Night Football tomorrow. Thank you.
Sounds good, Mutt. Can't wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.